This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fugazi, Fugazi, whatever you want to call it, it's a woozy, it's a wazzy.
Yeah, sure.
It's your boy Ricky Antonio, the winner of the Listener Knockout Champion. You feel me? Shout out to Spadonian Chats, man, on 95.7 The Game. Can I get a water out?
I want Dave Fleming's best E40 impression. How about that?
Well, I mean, we're talking.
I just want you guys to talk about me the way you talk about Mike Florio.
We're going to talk about impersonations. I hope Steven Rizzotto is ready with his impersonation.
Oh, boy.
Duh.
We have been gassing that up, haven't we?
Shut up.
Dave Fleming going to be joining us here momentarily. Oh, we got him. We got him. Voice of your San Francisco Giants and our 95.7 game Giants. Insider as the Gigantes. Winners yesterday over the Chicago Cubbies, 12-3. Rafi Devers with two jacks. And Dave Fleming obviously joins us, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And Dave, good morning. Are we finally seeing now, you know, the Rafi Devers we all thought we were getting a couple months ago? Is this finally we're seeing the future with Devers in this last recent stretch? Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. We've seen glimpses of it, but last night is the full picture. Hard to do that every night, but. He had a lot of those kind of games in his Red Sox career. And you don't go 7 years with a 850 OPS or whatever, you know, as a one of the best hitters in the league year after year. And then just, he forgot how to do it. Like, that's just not how it works. So I think all along the perspective needed to be, it's in there, whatever is preventing him from looking like the best version of himself, whether it's the chaos of being traded, a new environment, a new ballpark, learning a new position, his back and his hip not being healthy. A combination of all those things have kept him from looking like the real Rafi Devers. Last night is why the Giants traded for him. There just aren't that many hitters in the game who can have a game like he had last night, and it was really impressive.
Well, I wanted to follow up that, and you mentioned it. How important was it to have that game be at home?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is important. I do think that is part of what goes on with almost every player who comes here. There is an adjustment period. There is a period where maybe you get shocked a little bit. You get sort of punched in the gut by a ball or two that you know you hit about as well as you can. And for whatever reason, it's a cold night, there's a different wind, whatever. It doesn't go out. It doesn't, you get nothing for it. And that can be jarring for somebody who's never had it happen. And then, you know, and then you settle in and realize, okay, it's not going to be that way every night. It's not going to be that way with every ball I hit. It's not as extreme as it can feel when it happens to you for the first time. And then you settle in and don't try to do something extra. Or don't try to be something different than you are. So I do think it's a good point that it is important for him to have some success at home. It's probably not going to be the case. There's almost never been a hitter whose numbers are better at home here than on the road. You know, and that's probably not going to be the case, but you just have to have a feeling of I can do it here. And then you settle in and stop trying to do something extra.
Dave, going back to this game last night, again, love what we saw from Devers with the two home runs there, Giants winning 12-3. And it's great to see them winning at home again, because after how much of a grind it was on that 9-game homestand where they won the first game and the last game and all the games in between, it just, there was not a lot of fun feelings to be had. But last night in the game, there were two plays that happened that I think put a lot of smiles on Giants fans' faces. And I'm curious which one put the bigger smile. Was that double play off of Carson Wisenhunt's glove that Willy Adames started? Or was it the ball bouncing off the back of Matt Chapman's helmet on that relay from right field there? Two pretty incredible plays. Two plays that I don't think the Giants would have gotten in their favor on the last homestand.
Well, it definitely felt that way. It felt like, okay, finally this thing is turning. Like they're, you know, because they weren't playing well, but it also was the case that a lot of stuff was just not going their way. And sometimes that happens in sports. I mean, the double play was the more spectacular play. The double play was just beautiful. And it was Adames, and it was also Casey Schmidt. You know, Casey probably isn't going to be the rangiest second baseman, but if that's his spot long term, the thing that he has that almost no second baseman have, maybe none, is that arm strength. I mean, he has a true cannon for an arm, and you don't see that often at second base. So that was the spectacular play, and that was arguably the most important play of the whole game. You don't know where it goes if the Giants don't turn that play. The one, I love Chapman's reaction after the game. Do I get an RBI for that? That made me laugh. And to see him smile and to see him feeling better, I could make the argument that he is the biggest difference maker for this team. And he has not been healthy, not even close to healthy, for a long time. And most players would just not have been in there. Most players would have just tapped out. And that's not who he is. And he tried to grind it out, and he obviously wasn't anywhere close to his normal self. When he's swinging it like this, hitting for some power, diving all over the place, pushing the envelope on the bases like he's done in this series, they are a different team. He is that important to this team.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Rose, Giants broadcaster on 95.7 The Game, Giants insider. Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky. I'm Joe Spadoni. And Dave, speaking of smiles on the face, a Giants fan have to be very happy about the recent diagnosis of one Landon Roop, I should say. Bone bruise only. Again, I say only as a guy that's, you know, doesn't play, you know, athletics or anything, not very athletically gifted. Bone bruise only, though. It looked like it could have been potentially an ACL or a ligament tear, you know, just judging from how he fell and the cart coming out in San Diego and all of it. But how much of a relief is that for Giants fans and the organization and for Landon Roop that it was only a bone bruise?
Huge relief. I mean, he's not going to pitch this year, and that stinks. But when he got carted off the field, I think everybody thought, well, that could be next year too. And then, you know, the Giants already have a list of stuff they have to address in the offseason. If you add another starting pitcher, it just makes it so much more complicated. Not that they're not going to look to add to that part of their team, but I think he's a guy that they really feel confident they can count on. And of all the young pitchers, he's the one who sort of held his own and put himself in a position where he's, I think, solidified his spot. Other guys will compete for spots. I think Landon Roop going into next year is going to have a spot. And so that's great news for the Giants. He's been a huge, huge positive this season. I've been really impressed with him.
Dave, Andrew Baggerly wrote a piece for The Athletic about the Giants titled, "Are the Giants playing for Bob Melvin's job? It's an open question." Is it a stretch to say that he is managing for his job this next month, or do you get a sense that Buster Posey maybe already has made his decision for what he wants the future of this team to look like next year?
Yeah, I don't get that sense. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just don't have a feel at all for how that evaluation is going to be made. I mean, I know that it just makes everything feel so much better playing the way they have in the last week. And it's not, you know, the losing wasn't it wasn't just they were losing games. It was also that they were just playing so poorly for a while. And that's a bad look for everybody. That's the kind of thing that gets those articles written. That's the kind of thing that gets everybody evaluated from the top all the way down to the bottom. And if you just play, even if you don't get to your ultimate goal, but you look like something close to the version that you envision, then it's just a whole different thing. And that's what was so confusing about that month, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. I mean, it was a long time where all of a sudden they just weren't even competitive so many nights. The whole theme of the year for the first half of the season was close games one after another and just ultra tight and competitive. And then that just went away. And so, you know, I don't know how to answer your question other than to say that this is so much more like what they expect. And they should have high expectations. When you watch this team play well, you think, okay, why isn't this happening all the time? And, you know, maybe that is a complicated answer, but, you know, hopefully the pressure just gets alleviated on everybody, Bob Melvin, Buster Posey, the players, everybody, by just playing like they know they can down the stretch.
All right. Well, then in that sense, I like that answer. That was very good. When it does come to Buster Posey, though, what do you think is going to be the most difficult decision that he's going to have to make with this team in the next 3-4 months here?
Well, I don't think, I think for him, this has been a year of, I don't want to speak for Buster, I don't. But I mean, I think when you first step into a job like that, that you have never done before, the first year is a huge part of the first year is just sort of taking everything in. You know, I know Buster told you guys or told, you know, publicly said about the draft. Hey, I want to let Michael Holmes do his job. I want to see those guys work. That's why we hire him. He said that about the coaches, about the manager. And so then I think, you know, at the end of the year, you can sit back and say, okay, what did I see? What do I think about everybody and how they did their job? And I think that's been what Buster has done the best in his first year is just let everybody do their thing. Don't micromanage. And then you have a whole lot different perspective to try to see what you need to do. So I don't know how to answer your question because in that job, every decision is a hard decision. You know, there's some guys you can point to on this team who haven't had great years and they're still young and you think, can they be a part of the future of this team? Those are super hard decisions. But I think for Buster, the year has been one of taking in a whole lot of info. And now for the next 12 months from here, we're going to get a better sense of kind of what he decided, what he saw, and how he views where this organization sits.
Now, again, I appreciate that answer. And yeah, obviously, I don't want you to speak on behalf of them, but I do appreciate you just giving the insight there anyway on the situation there regarding.
I mean, I just think I can't speak for him and I don't want to. But I think if you know anything about Buster, he is a very measured player. He is not a reactive person. That doesn't mean he's got all the patience in the world. He wants this to happen, and he wants it to happen fast. But Buster is not into snap judgments. That's just not how he works.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Roast, and speaking of very measured, I think we're all very measured after week one of the college football season, are we not? We got that coming on. Dave, today we got Boise State, South Florida. We got Texas, Ohio State this weekend. Obviously, you call college football for ESPN. And you doing anything this weekend, by the way, real quick?
I've got Cal for their opening game. That's the Saturday night, sort of like Pac-12 after dark, but the Pac-12 doesn't exist anymore. So I'm going up to Corvallis for Cal and Oregon State, and it may not be the marquee game of the weekend, but I am excited that college football is underway.
What are the, you know, any teams we should be focused on this weekend? Obviously, you know, Texas, Ohio State, number one versus number three, the defending champs. That's going to be on everyone's. It's 9 a.m. here, by the way, so I can't wait to wake up and watch that. It's going to be amazing. Any other, you know, upset alerts potentially if you're looking at the slate this weekend or maybe teams we should be talking about more that are maybe flying under the radar?
No, I don't know about upset alerts. I do think that, there are, you know, Notre Dame's playing Miami. That's pretty cool. I think maybe the biggest pressure in the whole country of the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The elite programs is on LSU this year, and Brian Kelly, who's a really good coach and accomplished a lot in his career, but it hasn't exactly gone the way they wanted at LSU. They've got a very tough game to start. It's a year where they have an experienced quarterback. I can't remember what year it is for Brian there. Is it year four at LSU? And there is massive pressure on him to have a really good year. So there are always games early in the season where it means you lose week one. The season's long enough, you can recover from that. But there are certain programs and teams where the pressure is just so high, a week one loss can change the whole thing. And I would say of all the teams playing this weekend, that might be the case for LSU.
Well, it's funny you say that, Dave, and obviously LSU losing to USC in week one this time last year, and that fiery postgame rant that he had wasn't a great look for him. And it's funny they're playing the team in Clemson that also got destroyed against Georgia in week one of last year. So great stuff there. And I can't wait to college football. And again, September is all approaching us, Labor Day. We got the NFL a week from today. We got Eagles, Cowboys. Can't wait. You can smell it in the air. Real quick, I wanted to touch on something that happened over this past weekend because it was a big story. And I'm just wondering for you, because obviously you're so in tune with golf as well. Like, how cool was it to see Tommy Fleetwood finally break through, winning the tour championship, his first ever PGA Tour victory, Dave? And what was that like, probably, if you were a broadcaster, being able to broadcast and watch that? Like, you got to be like low-key rooting for a guy like him, right?
You try not to, but it's hard not to root for players, athletes who, you know, go about it the right way, treat people nicely, are super talented, and for whatever reason, they just haven't had that breakthrough. It's hard not to root for those guys, and he's in that category for sure. He's one of the most popular players out there, and he's ultra talented. So it's a long time coming. It's impossible to explain how it took this long for him, as good as he is. But yeah, that put a smile on my face.
And it, you know, it doesn't hurt. I don't know what his check was, $15 million.
Let's be nice.
You know, the first one you win is the biggest purse you could possibly win. Like, okay, save it for that one. Not bad.
All right, Dave, before I get you out of really quick, I can't let you out of here without asking this. Miami Notre Dame Sunday night, Notre Dame 2.5-point favorite. How do you see that one going?
I think, you know, it's just hard. It's harder than it's ever been in college football to know going into week one. The turnover personnel-wise is so extreme.
It's so difficult, I hear you.
You know, it's just really hard to know. But, I mean, I think Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame took a step this last year where I expect them to be a program now that's among those few elite. Now, I really like the quarterback at Miami. He is a talented guy.
Carson Beck.
And I got to know him a couple years ago. I think I did the Orange Bowl where they just destroyed Florida State. And I really, really like him. And so I think he's got a chance to be super effective there. But I'm going Notre Dame in that one.
Hey, great stuff, Dave.
All right, I guess that's a pick.
Can't wait to get your future college football thoughts as well. Hopefully the Giants can continue what they're doing lately. It's been fun to watch this team in a summer that they would like to forget ultimately. Dave, good stuff, man, and appreciate it.
See you at the yard this weekend, Flem.
I'll talk to you guys soon. Yeah, great. Thanks.
There he goes. That's Dave Fleming, who joins us, as always, on the River Islands guest line. And by the way, Football Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Oh man,
football's in the air, Sammy. I didn't even know that. Boise State, 25th ranked nationally, going up against South Florida today in Florida.
Yeah, that's I probably won't be watching that.
2:30. Come on, you'd be taking a nap or what?
We kind of messed up, Spadoni. We were supposed to have Rizzo do his Dave Fleming impersonation.
Oh my goodness.
As soon as we hung up, I'm like, oh, we dropped the ball on that one. That's shame on us. Shame on the producer.
No, shame on Rizzotto for backing down and not even getting in our ear to say something.
I am not going to self-promote like
that. No, you're the producer, man. You got to get in our ear and say, you know, hey, we got to do this impersonation sensation thing here.
That's cutting Florio.
That's an excuse. Doing your job, please.
I would have done it.
Imagine doing your job rather than doing your job.
Yeah, like he should have just hopped in and cut Dave off.
Dave, I'm going to let you finish, but I sound better than you. Listen to this. That's all you got to do, Rizzo.
It's all right. Next time. Yeah. Next time. There you go.
We'll get Flem on again. We still got a month left of Fleming, so we'll have definitely time to squeeze that in.
Cal Oregon State, huh? That's what he's got over the weekend.
Yeah, ACC After Dark. Well, he was talking about the Tommy Fleetwood bringing home that $15 million check. That's pretty cool. Maybe Juwan Jennings should take up golf, and maybe he can get his payday that way, because I think Juwan Jennings would absolutely return to the field if he got a $15 million check, as we are in the Jennings Jam portion of the 49ers offseason here and still waiting for this thing to end. Is he injured? Is he not injured? Is the contract happening? Is it not happening? Is he getting traded? Is he not getting traded? We talked with Mike Florio earlier. He kind of put the kibosh on any concept of a trade happening.
No, he asked for it, and we've moved on. And we're not doing that, so we're moving forward.
And then you got John Lynch saying that, which also kind of put the kibosh on a Juwan Jennings trade. So my question simply now at this point is just, what the heck is going to, where's this guy going to be? Like, he's clearly going to be an employee of San Francisco 49ers
Parts
Incorporated.
Unknown. The Twilight Zone. Who knows?
He's going to be, you know, Joan and payroll is going to be putting his name on the payroll sheet. It's just a matter of what number, but like, is he going to be on the field? Is he going to be in the trainer's room? Is he going to be at home? Like, now this is kind of even worse than a holdout. This is just a hold on. What the heck is going on here?
Well, you would hope that he'd be around the team, right? If he's not going to be there physically, on the field, like be around, because that's what Brandon Ayuk's doing now. Albeit Brandon Ayuk got paid, but he's out there still. He's champing at the bit to get on the field. He's with these guys. He's at the joint practice. He's on the field trying to coach up some of these people. Right? He's there and he's present. Also rehabbing, obviously trying to get back to game shape at the same time. But like, that's been also part of this that we kind of really haven't discussed, is the Brandon Ayuk aspect of this entire thing, because there is overlap here with what went on last year with that tumultuous offseason. And there were legit talks about trading Brandon Ayuk and or Deebo Samuel. Remember at the draft, last year. It was, are they trading Deebo Samuel? Are teams inquiring? Like, their reports were that they are listening to offers. I haven't heard or seen any reports that the Niners are listening to offers on Juwan Jennings. And I played the sound right there from John Lynch saying, yeah, we're not doing that. So he's letting it be known to the league, like, yeah, we have no interest in trading this guy. And why should he at this point? Like, what are you really going to get reasonably for Juwan Jennings? A seventh rounder?
Fifth or a sixth rounder.
Yeah, that's even a stretch. With a bum calf, you're not getting anything for this guy.
Well, if you can talk up the value on the calf, that's a good point. I mean, the fact that he is considered damaged goods right now, and I think we're all in agreement the injury is legitimate, only because, you know, we put kind of two and two together here, and we kind of came to the realization, Florio spoke on this too, that there's no reason to fake an injury. It does hurt the credibility of all sides there, and guys are just hurt regardless because it is the NFL. So we can all agree the injury is real. This is not a smoke and mirrors thing, but you know, you compare it to the Brandon Ayuk situation last year, and I think you have it on your board what Jennifer Lee Chan said. We asked her, you know, I asked her yesterday, is it a distraction the same way that Ayuk was last year? She kind of poo-pooed it.
Sam loves setting up sound for me, which is not usually the case because he's a producer here. Mm-hmm. So that helps that he knows how my board looks like. And this was JLC, a.k.a. Jennifer Lee Chan, 49ers insider, NBC Sports Bay Area, who joined us yesterday, comparing and contrasting Juwan Jennings and Brandon Ayuk's situation from last year.
It's completely different than last year with Brandon Ayuk, where you saw him all the time. We have really not seen Juwan Jennings very, very little. He was in Vegas. He posted on social media. You know, he was at the stadium, but he hasn't been on the field. Like, Brandon Ayuk has been on the field with the wide receivers during pregame, during work practice. We have really not seen Juwan Jennings at all. So it's been a very different thing with him than versus Brandon Ayuk in the hold-in last year. We don't know how much it is the calf. We don't know how much is the contract. I think it's a combination of both. I think it's going to, the conversation is going to be dominated by Juwan Jennings' questions tonight, this afternoon, and we'll see where it is. Last year, this exact same time is when you could kind of feel Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch express their frustration with Brandon Ayuk. It was kind of fine up until that point, but today is the day where they will, I think, show their colors a little bit on whether it actually is the calf or whether it actually is the contract.
More exhausting, is it the Moody talk or is it the Juwan Jennings talk?
Oh, John Lynch? Definitely the Jennings talk. The Moody talk is at least funny.
You can talked about it yesterday, by the way. I want to get into the sound.
I think maybe we can go to Kicker Watch. Yeah. And there's so many watches and jams and crises now at this station. The things that I've unleashed here on this station. But
look at you.
No, again, she talks about the big difference was that Ayuk was at least present last year. He was at least on the field talking with guys. He was in team meetings. And Juwan Jennings, the fact that he's injured going into the season puts him behind the eight ball. But if the fact that no one's even seeing him, they're not seeing any side work, they're not seeing him in team meetings. Granted, I don't know if they would be able to see him in those team meetings, but he is clearly far more absent from the goings-abouts down at Levi Stadium, more so this year than Brandon Ayuk was at any point last year, which makes this whole thing even more confusing because just how close things were to trading Brandon Ayuk last year, how much of a non-starter it is this year. The whole thing is just, it's just so wild. It's just so wonky. And I don't know at this point I don't know what this looks like at the end at this point.
I'll tell you what happens. I'm going to give you exactly what's going to happen. He's going to miss week one. He's eventually going to get healthy again. They're going to figure out the contract. He'll come back. He'll play. He's not going to be the same version of himself early on. Maybe he gets back to that point, but it's going to be a grind all season long for Juwan Jennings. I do not see this being some, you know, amazing season for him in San Francisco this year. This is going to be the pecking order going forward. It's going to be George Kittle. It's going to be Ricky Pearsall. It's going to be wide receiver X. It's going to be Christian McCaffrey.
DeMarcus Robinson.
And it's going to be, DeMarcus Robinson's going to be back. So you wanted to throw him in there. I don't know what MVS is going to do, but DeMarcus Robinson after the 3-game suspension, we'll see where he's at. It's going to be McCaffrey, obviously, there. Then you're going to have Brian Robinson. Like, if we're just going down all the different names on offense that I'm going to be worrying about, this season, it's going to be a while till I get to Juwan Jennings. Yeah. That's how I'm viewing this.
Yeah, season. I don't think any defensive coordinators are circling Juwan Jennings on their big boards in terms of guys you have to shut down. And again, all that just continues to further work against the case that Juwan Jennings is trying to make for himself that, you know, he deserves this big payday that he's going for, because we've been saying do you think he views himself as a legitimate number one? I mean, you got to imagine there's some realism there.
I think there are people in his team saying it. Yes.
Well, Drew Rosenhaus is his agent. He's been around for a while. Rosenhaus has Kane's legend. I got to imagine that as the agent, you got to get into his ear and just be like, dude, you're a great receiver, Juwan, but you're not a Brandon Ayuk. You're not a legitimate number one receiver on this team. You have to be realistic. Like, we've had I'm spacing on his name. Hendrickson is his last name. We had Marshawn Lynch's agent. Okay. Monte and I did. We had him on a year or so ago, and we asked him this question where it's just like, how do you get real there? And he said, that's the toughest part of an agent's job, is getting real with your clients, with your players, and telling them you're not that guy. You're not that guy, pal. Like that old,
that meme
video. Yeah. The meme out there. And that's a role as the agent you have to do. And it's one of the hardest things that an agent has to do, is bring your athlete client back down to reality. I got to imagine that an agent as seasoned as Rosenhaus, who's been in this game for so long, has been so successful in this game, at some point he's just like, Juwan, you do know you're not the true number one on this team, right? You got to imagine that he said that. If not, then that's agent malpractice from a guy I would not expect that kind of malpractice from.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Juwan Jennings. And, you know, I had the take earlier in the show that Juwan Jennings needs the 49ers. The 49ers do not need Juwan Jennings. You agree or disagree with that, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. By the way, we're just talking about like salary and where these guys want to get slotted in. And I have the average salary per year of just some of the top wide receivers in the game, right?
Ooh,
so you
let's
got,
hear it.
You got your Jamar Chases of the world, by the way, making $40 million this year. Deservedly so.
He's amazing. I screwed. I should have been a wide receiver. I really messed up going into radio.
No, dude, you got to be a golfer. That's where you want to be. You can That's be true. Playing forever. Justin Jefferson.
Golf definitely easier than being a wide receiver.
Actually, yeah, it's probably not.
That's a conversation for another day. What is harder, golf or being a wide receiver in the NFL?
Just ask LeBron how difficult golf is. It's not even close. It's the hardest sport ever. Justin By Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, Garrett Wilson, Terry McLaurin, you're getting the theme here, some of the top guys in the league, AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown. These guys are all in their 30 million or more average salary. Tyreek, Brandon Ayuk, all right? He rounds out the $30 million or more. Now we get into the $30 million or less, so in the $20 millions, all right? Let me throw some names at you. T. Higgins, Jaylen Waddle, DJ Moore, Devontae Smith. You kind of get into the feel here. These are number two guys.
These are very good number two receivers, yes. And I think they're all better than Juwan.
I think so, too. Stop me if I get to a name where you feel like Juwan Jennings is on this person's level.
Do it.
Stop. Feel free. So I got to Devontae Smith. Nico Collins, Michael Pittman, Cortland Sutton, Calvin Ridley, Devontae Adams, Chris Godwin, Stephon Diggs, Mike Evans, Christian Kirk. That's one where I stop and say,
I'm thinking about it, but let's keep reading off names. I don't want to have to think about it.
So now we're into, I got to, Mike Evans rounded out the rest of the 20 to 30 million. So those were all in the 20 range.
Mike Evans kind of low on this list.
He is. He's so undervalued and still so underrated. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's a legit Hall of Famer, a legit number one still.
He even made Johnny Manziel.
He's our age, right? 32?
I think so, something like that.
So I still have hope.
So this is average salary per year, top wide receivers in the NFL. We're going through via SpotTrack. All right,
and we're stopping when we get to a name that we think is not as good as Juwan Jennings.
There you go. This is the exercise. So we're now into the 20 million or less per year average salary. Christian Kirk making $18 million. Christian Kirk, then you get...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To Deebo Samuel, Jerry Jeudy, Cooper Kupp, Khalil Shakir, the Buffalo Bills, Darnell Mooney. You guys aren't stopping here. Yeah, I'm keeping
going.
You
guys are so much deeper than I would have gone.
Rashad Bateman. I'm waiting for Sammy.
There it is.
Rashad Bateman?
I'm taking Jennings over Bateman.
Honestly, you're scoffing. I might take him over Mooney, too.
Darnell Mooney? I'm definitely taking him over Rashad Bateman.
Okay, Darnell Mooney's the name for you guys, where it's Khalil Shakir, maybe.
Taking him over both of those guys, all three of them.
Cooper Kupp at this stage?
No, not taking him over Kupp.
Okay, Jerry Jeudy. I think I'm taking Jeudy based off last year still. And they're at $17 and $15 million, respectively. So we're in the $13 million, $12 million range if we're getting into this conversation of the Shakirs, the Moonies, the Batemans of the world, which I don't think is that insane.
Yeah, are you giving him $12
million? I'd say 10 or 12, which I think that's probably what he's asking for, right?
I've said to Sam many times back here, I think 12 and a half is the sweet spot for him.
Yeah, I'm wondering what numbers they're throwing at each other now.
Now, who's saying no in this conversation? Is it the Niners saying they don't think they're worth that? Or is it Juwan saying, no, maybe I should be 15 plus million in the Jeudy range? See, I think there could be a sweet spot in between.
What if it's more the Niners are saying you're not worth that? What if it's the Niners saying, listen, dude, this is the amount of money we have bookmarked that we can give you, and if you want more than this, it's not that we don't think you're worth that. It's that there is only so much money I have in my wallet that I can give you. Like, Spinelli, if you asked for all the money in my wallet right now and you said, I need $20, all the money in your wallet, I'd be like, well, I can give you $8. That's all the money in my wallet. You can say, no, I need 20. It's like, too bad, dude. All I have is eight. Like, I can't give you money I don't have. I wonder if that's the issue here, where it's not so much that we don't want to pay you. It's that there are financial restrictions in place right now on this team. And as a result, there is a number that we have budgeted that is says, give Juwan Jennings this and not a penny more. And simply put, he just wants the penny more. And that's where the stalemate is. It's not a what we think of you. It's there's a financial reality at play here, and you got to fall in line with it. They can't change it any more than they could change the color of the sky.
And again, people are probably going to be saying, oh, you're comparing all these names, but it's what his value is to the current team. No, I understand that, but within these negotiations, you are comparing yourself to the rest of the league. That is why this exercise is important. You have to compare yourself with your peers, because if I'm Juwan Jennings and his agent Drew Rosenhaus, I'm being like, yeah, man, Alan Lazard's making $11 million. Come on, bro. Alan Lazard, he ain't better than me. He's like that. That is where it will back up Juwan Jennings. Now we'll get into, you know, the Mike Evans, Stephon Diggs, you know, Deebo, Chris Godwin, Devontae, yeah, I'm taking, yes. Those guys I think deserve to get paid a little bit more because I do believe they are 1A, 1B players on their teams. Absolutely. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. 1 hour to go here at Spadoni and Sam Lubman and for Joe Shasky in the Morning Roast. We are rolling on this Juwan Jennings talk. And the latest from John Lynch yesterday, you know, talking about whether or not Jennings asked to be traded because a month ago he was saying, no, he didn't ask to be traded. Now a month later, I guess he's changing that too.
You know, a while ago he did, but that was a long time ago and we've moved on from that.
That was during camp or was it before?
I'm not getting into when it was, but it, you know, it was a while ago.
So that was John Lynch yesterday and producer Carter just got in my ear. Doing a hell of a job back there because there's this name out there that a lot of Niner fans, and it's a name, right? We get obsessive over names. Doesn't mean the production's going to be good, but the name. Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. You just said Odell. Oh right there.
I said Odell.
But Carter was like, what's preventing the Niners just bringing in him for like $7.5-8 million? Is it just the name? Is it the drama attached to it? Why not just go after a guy like that?
I mean, how much does he have left in the tank, too? That could go more into the Amari Cooper category, where we asked Baldy about that on Tuesday, because today's Thursday, right?
It is. Yeah, Tuesday we talked about
it. Is it bad that I'm just now realizing that today's Thursday? All these days blend
together.
Time
is a construct of man. It doesn't exist.
It really does, no. And it's a day that ends in Y as well, so we're still on pace there. But he basically said, like, a guy like Amari Cooper, it's just you wonder how much is even left in the tank there. He's 32 years old. He didn't have a great performance with the Bills last year, a situation that you would think with Josh Allen throwing him the ball would have been advantageous to him. I kind of wonder if Odell Beckham Jr., and if you're looking up his statistics right now.
It's right in front of my face.
Yeah, what's the last thing he did in the NFL?
Last year with the Miami Dolphins, he played in 9 games, had 9 receptions, for 55 yards and 0 touchdowns.
I don't know. I don't know if you're getting if that stat line helps the Niners out this year.
His last productive year, you'd probably go to 2023 with the Baltimore Ravens, where he had 14 games played, 35 receptions, 565 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns, and he's only played 2 full seasons in the entirety of his professional career. Going back to 2014 when he was a first-round draft pick out of Louisiana State University.
Yeah, so that doesn't sound like a trustworthy option to go to. You bring him in, yeah, it's a name. You'll get some buzz around him. But if I told you, if you brought Odell Beckham Jr. in today and
I'd rather have Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, if Odell Beckham Jr. shows up at Santa Clara today at noon, signs a contract at 3, and is on the practice field tomorrow, what is he doing for this team this season? I don't think it's
a name. People love names, so we talked about it. He's a big name. He's out there. I don't think anyone's touching that right now.
No, I don't think he is either.
I would definitely be interested in the reports were yesterday, Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, that there is interest on the 49ers side in a reunion potentially with one Kendrick Bourne amidst all this, you know, drama with Juwan Jennings, but also just for depth in general. Just go, even if you're bringing Jennings back, which I do think, you know, he's going to play for the 49ers this season. You know, bring in Kendrick Bourne. You can't have too many wide receivers, as we've seen with this team last year, Sam. The injury bug is a real thing. We talked to Mike Florio last hour, Pro Football Talk, Football Night in America, NBC. And this is what he had to say. Check out his new book. What is it? The Shield?
Big Shield.
Not just a little shield.
Big Shield. Yep. Available on Amazon, ebook, 99 cents.
99 cents. He's just giving this thing away. Stocking stuffer.
Begging you to take
it. He's begging you. Florio talking about it being hard for Jennings to be traded at this point.
You go from the 49ers offense to some new team, and you're walking in cold, moving to a new city, new coaching staff, new quarterback, new everything, and you have to catch up on the fly. The closer you are to week one, the harder that is to come in and make a difference. Now, any team that trades for him, if that happens, would have to understand we can't expect this guy to play right away, especially since he hasn't practiced much. That's the other thing about a hold-in. When it's time to go to work, you can't just throw the guy into full reps. You've got to acclimate him or he can be injured. A GM told me after Rashawn Slater, the Chargers tackle who suffered a torn patella tendon under circumstances where maybe they got him going a little too aggressively after he signed his new contract. There's data out there to suggest that players who have held in are more likely to be injured. And I think common sense would support that too. Hey, I'm signed. I'm ready. Let's go. And your body isn't ready. So I think that's a big part of it. What would the 49ers want? And also, you got to make Juwan Jennings happy with his contract.
That was Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, who joined us a couple hours ago. But if you missed any of it, really fantastic stuff on some big picture for the 49ers, their outlook on the season. He's actually higher on this team than I think a lot of others are. And he's been saying what I've been saying about it. Like, it's the Eagles in the NFC, and then it's wide open. So why not the 49ers at this point? And they would love to have Juwan Jennings be a part of this season. Will he? At some point, yes. I believe that. What version of him are you getting? Probably a diminished version. Is he going to make an impact like he did last year? Probably not. Like, it's not a hot take at this point. But him being a part of the team and eventually you getting Ayuk back, production with Ricky Pearsall, you'd assume would increase. We'll see with MVS. We'll see if they add anyone else. You'd see with George Kittle. I'm much higher on this team overall with the offense than I think a lot of other people are. And that's with Juwan Jennings, you know, not even having the season he had last year, Sam. I'm high on this offense still, even without Jennings. Are you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just, again, if everyone's healthy, what makes me very high about this offense is not just that you are going to get bodies back as the year goes along when DeMarcus Robinson shows up, when Brandon Ayuk's finally healthy, but the Ricky Pearsall development
Slick
there,
Rick.
Feeling very good about that. I think George Kittle, as we've said, prime for a career year as well. Juwan Jennings definitely helps the offense, but I don't think Juwan Jennings is the difference between the Niners having the season they had last year versus a season like, we asked Mike Florio what the best case scenario for the 49ers is, and he said a Super Bowl. Like, I asked, what's the realistic best case scenario? And this guy said a Super Bowl is a part of that.
You so, have a Giants nugget we're going to get to on the other side.
A little thing broke on the other side. It's not a breaking news sounder, but okay. I think 2 or 3 minutes on some news that just came out over the last day or two that I want to share. And then, I want to hear some of the stuff that John Lynch said about Jake Moody, too, at some point on the other side as well.
I also want to do a rapid fire. We in or out on these new Niner jerseys? 888-957-9570.
I like that.
Thumbs up, thumbs down on the black Niner unis for rivalry week.
Maybe a this or that.
You know what? It might just be a this or that. And by the way, tomorrow, during either the 7 or 8 o'clock hour, we are giving you a chance to draft Joe Shasky's fantasy football team. Let me explain. Tomorrow, be the fifth caller, and you're going to win the right to make the very first selection for Shasky's fantasy football team right here for the 95.7 The Game Fantasy Football League. And that's what's coming up in the game. It's going to be brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.